meditateth in the scriptures, and my heart pondereth them, and writeth them for the learning and the profit of my children. Behold, my soul delighteth in the things of the upon the things which I have seen and heard. Nevertheless, notwithstanding the great goodness of the Lord in showing me his great and marvelous works, my heart exclaimeth, O wretched man that I am, yea, my heart sorroweth because of my flesh. My soul grieveth because of mine iniquities. I am encompassed about because of the temptations and the sins which so easily beset me. And when I desire to rejoice, my heart groaneth because of my sins. Nevertheless, I know in whom I have trusted. My God hath been my support. He hath led me through mine afflictions in the wilderness, and he hath preserved me upon the waters of the great deep. He hath filled me with his love, even unto the consuming of my flesh. He hath confounded mine enemies, unto the causing of them to quake before me. Behold, he hath heard my cry by day. Yea, my voice have I sent up on high, and angels come down and ministered unto me. And upon the wings of his spirit hath my body been carried away upon exceedingly high mountains, and mine eyes have beheld great things. Even too great for man, therefore I was bidden that I should not write them. Oh, then, if I have seen so great things, if the Lord in his condescension unto the children of hath visited men in such so much mercy, why should my heart weep? And my soul linger in the valley of sorrow, and my flesh waste away, and my strength slacken because of mine affliction. Why should I yield to sin because of my flesh? Yea, why should I give way to temptations that the evil one have placed in my heart? To destroy my peace and afflict my soul. Why am I angry because of mine enemy? Awake, my soul, no longer droop in sin. Place no more for the enemy of my soul. Do not anger again because of mine enemies. Do not slacken my strength because of mine afflictions. Rejoice, O my heart, and cry unto the Lord, and say, O Lord, I will praise thee forever. Yea, my soul will rejoice in thee. The rock of my salvation. The Lord, wilt thou redeem my soul? Wilt thou deliver me out of the hands of mine enemies? Wilt thou make me that I may shake at the appearance of sin? May the gates of hell be shut continually before me, because that my heart is broken and my spirit is contrite. O Lord, wilt thou not shut up the gates of thy righteousness before me, that I may walk in the path of the low valley, that I may be strict in the plain road? O Lord, wilt thou encircle me round in the robes of thy righteousness? O Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine and escape before mine enemy? Wilt thou make my path straight before me? Wilt thou not place a stumbling block in my way? But that thou wouldest clear mine way before me, and hedge not up my highway. But the ways of mine enemy, O Lord, I have trusted in thee. I will trust in thee forever. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh. For I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. Yea, cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm. Give liberally to him that asketh. Yea, my God will give me if I ask not amiss. Therefore I will lift up my voice unto thee. Yea, I will cry unto my God, the rock of my self-righteousness. Behold, my shall forever ascend up unto thee. My rock and mine everlasting God, amen. My rock and mine everlasting God.